Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox. Get over to the Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
Ooh, Chatterbox.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Howdy.
Howdy.
Well, I'm glad we waited a week. Oops, that was a little loud. I'm glad we waited an extra week to record.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because everything happened.
Yeah. It would have been a boring show last week.
Yeah, because I was like, I haven't done anything in 2 weeks. I've done a lot. I haven't watched anything or done anything. And there's been nothing for like 2 weeks. I'm like, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
True. It's just us this time. We have no guest.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But
hosty goodness.
I think we need a breather.
We do. We love you all very much, but we need a break from you. No?
Yeah, I think we should take a break.
Just take a break.
A little break.
Yeah. So how's life been treating you boys?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Tiring.
Yeah, this week's been kind of tough, rough.
Yeah.
Busy, yeah.
Yeah, but you had an exciting evening out though.
Oh boy, did I.
Oh, so you already went?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. I saw it in there and I saw you were going. I didn't know.
Yeah, but it's too good not to talk about because
yeah.
So on Monday, I went and saw Paul McCartney.
Nice.
And oh man, it was like the most incredible concert experience like I've ever had. Like, it was so surreal because I'm just such a huge Beatles fan, and basically I was like, all right, the guy is turning 71 this year. Like, I need to see him.
Yeah,
like,
more chances am I gonna get?
Yeah, I mean, because honestly, if something happens, you know, if he passes away or whatever, or retires, who knows, whatever. But if I don't get to see him live, and knowing I could have, I would regret it for the rest of my life. So, so I was like, you know what? Next time it comes around, I joined the fan club because I wanted to be ready.
Right, good. Get that pre-sale code.
Right. I was like, I'm not, you know, messing around here. I'm going to see him when he comes around. So, so as soon as the tickets, you know, went up for pre-sale, I got them. And, yeah, so the show is on Monday. And there's no opener. How could you possibly open for Paul McCartney? And he played for like 3 hours.
Wow.
Straight. And like he sounds incredible. He sounds amazing. He's in great shape. You know, he does little dances in between songs, like tells jokes and stories and did a whole bunch of really old early Beatles songs, which
oh, really?
He hasn't performed since some of them since the 60s with the Beatles.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. So it was a lot of Beatles. Of course, you have, you know, some Wings stuff and some of his solo stuff as well. But it was a really, really great balance of stuff.
How large of a theater was it?
This was at the new Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And it's, you know what? I really like the size of it because it's got like it's a big place, but it's not huge. Like, it's not like Madison Square Garden huge. So even if you're, you know, far back, you're not that far, you know, cause I've been in like nosebleed and MSG and you feel like you're like on another planet from the concert. So, but this, I got like mid-level seats for this one, mid-price range seats, because I don't want to be like, I don't need to be like all the way up in his face, but I don't want to be in the way back either.
Well, and floor seats are not always necessarily as good because be able to not see and they're uncomfortable fold-out chairs sometimes in arenas and stuff. So
that's what they were. They were fold-up fold chairs on the floor.
Yeah.
So the seats, you know, they were good, and it was closer to the sound mixing board. So, like, I feel like that's really the best place to be sound wise for a concert, anyway. Cause that's where they're mixing the sound. So, I mean, it sounded incredible. It was just amazing to hear, you know, these songs written by McCartney, sang by McCartney. You know,
yeah.
He did a really cool tribute to George Harrison, did a couple of his songs, and it was so good.
That's awesome that you got to see him.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely recommend, you know, if even if you're a little bit of a fan, just like totally recommend seeing him. So, I mean, check tour dates because I know he's going around. He's going around worldwide. So,
wow.
Amazing.
70s the new 60.
Well, and the Rolling Stones are touring too.
Yeah, they're still going. Jeez. Yeah.
The, was it the 50 tour or something? 50 and counting or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They retired a few times now. No, that's Cher. Mick Jagger, Cher. I confuse them sometimes. No,
they've had a couple final tours too.
Yeah. I know, right? The final tour.
A final.
Yeah. That's it's the kind of thing they do now. That's what everybody does now.
Then they take up a residency in Vegas.
Yeah.
You have to come to them.
Nah, they're too big for that. They roll out. Yeah. They, you know what the tickets go for their shows? It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, McCartney's not cheap either, but.
No, I imagine it's probably pretty similar. Yeah, I imagine it's probably similar price, actually, yeah.
Probably, yeah. But I feel like, you know, you get 3 hours of music. And from a legend, I mean, it's kind of like.
That's true. And you're never going to see it again. Yeah.
Right, go ahead, Mike.
It's like a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah.
And like you say, even if you're just a casual enjoyer of the music, you know there's going to be a lot of songs you like and you can bebop around to and have a great time too.
Exactly. You will definitely know a lot of these songs. And it's like, these are songs and music that like shaped our entire, you know, music today. Like this is some of the earliest, you know, stuff. So
yeah,
it's
you hear so much of the Beatles in Nirvana.
Oh, absolutely. And everywhere.
Yeah. But in Nirvana particularly, you just hear it's so close. Some of it, you know, I can't think of the song specifically right now. But I have one of my songs in iTunes, and every time I hear it, it's that three chord Beatles that they do, and it's really so close, and you can hear how much they influenced Nirvana, who then went on to influence lots and lots of other people.
Oh yeah, they have their hands in many honeypots, as you will.
Yep. Ooh, lucky them, lucky honeypots.
They do.
He's got himself a new honeypot, doesn't he? He's married himself another youngie.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, why would he want to bang a 70-year-old?
Well, that's probably why he's back on tour, though, Mike.
Honestly, he's in pretty good shape, I gotta say.
Yeah.
So, and he's Paul freaking McCartney, so.
That's true. And now he just has to ask Paris Jackson if he can sing his own songs.
Gosh.
That was the most horrifying thing to me. Like when they lost the catalog of music, that made me sad.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. Yeah. And they were friends too. So it was Michael Jackson just went, oh, yeah, no,
I'll buy it. Sure, I'll buy it. I'll take a piece.
I want that. Yeah. And the Elephant Man's bones.
Jeez.
Well, he did. Anyway, he bought the Elephant Man's bones.
No, he tried to. He wasn't able to buy. Did he end up buying them? I forget. I thought he offered to, and they wouldn't sell them.
Oh no, perhaps. But my impression was that he had them. Well, he doesn't anymore. Poor Michael.
Well, no, because he's dead.
I love Michael. Anyway, so that's awesome that you got to see Paul McCartney, friend of Michael Jackson, apparently.
friend of everyone.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He is such an affable guy, you know, when you see him on TV and stuff. It's like it never went to his head.
No. No, that's the other thing, too, is like he doesn't give all this arrogance, you know, that some musicians give off.
Yeah.
You know, he's just there and he's your friend singing some songs and.
Your friend from back in the day.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is Paul. Hey,
he still.
My buddy Paul.
He must still love it, or he wouldn't be doing it because he's got enough money.
Oh, so, of course. I mean,
well, you know what though? Maybe that one-legged bitch took all his money.
She didn't get that much. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah. You know, she is such a horrible human being that She's a war thingy amputee, and you can't even feel bad for her.
A war thingy.
Well, she stepped on a landmine and blew her leg off, right? That's how she lost her leg.
I don't think that's how she lost her leg.
Still can't feel bad for her because she's just such a bitch.
I don't think that's how she lost her leg, is it?
I think it is, yeah.
What was her name?
Bitchy Mitch Bickerson. I don't
know. I thought she just worked for charities for that.
I don't think so. And I don't know. Maybe she hadn't. I just searched fasciitis.
Heather Mills. I just searched Paul McCartney's one-legged wife. And it came up.
Heather Mills.
Let's see.
Oh, Heather Mills. Okay.
No, she was.
Oh, in a car crash. Yeah. Oh, I'm so full of shit. See, I never get that.
I thought it was a car crash. Swear to God. A motorcycle. That's a rumor start. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I didn't start that one.
No, but I believe that she did like charity stuff for the mine. I put landmines and stuff. Yeah.
Still a major bitch. I'm just saying.
But she did not lose her leg in the war. I'm like, what fucking war
just
was she
to
in?
Be clear.
she lost her leg in the war.
Maybe I was kind of hoping. Because she's such a bitch.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, Paul McCartney's new wife is. Wow.
Oh. Are we now Googling Paul McCartney's wives?
Paul McCartney's two-legged wife.
Paul McCartney's three-legged wife.
Oh,
I bet there's a porn about that.
That's a whole different, straight bait.
We are awful, aren't we?
Oh God!
Shall we?
What did you Google?
I did not Google anything. Oh, fucking A! I keep opening Safari when I don't mean to.
No one ever means to open Safari.
Well, because I have Chrome and Safari right next to each other, and I keep just sliding it over a little too far.
That's
and
what
I keep
she
opening
said.
It up. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So, you saw
we got a little derailed there, didn't we?
Speaking of Google, Rob, you saw the internship.
Nice. Nice transition.
Did you like that?
I do. I saw the internship, and it was kind of, I was kind of interested in it, mostly because of Google.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Not because of those two guys who've done the same movie too many times.
Right. Yeah. And it could have been because of Google. I kind of enjoyed it. It wasn't like crazy laugh out loud funny, but it had pretty good. It was more like it's pretty. It's like a nice story. It was like encouraging and you know.
Plus,
it was
I'm guessing you had low expectations going in.
Yeah, I mean, totally don't have high expectations, but it's a fun movie, and you know, it has some nice moments, and it's like one of those feel good, you know, team building movies. You know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we can do this. You know, it's totally like nothing new, but. It was fun. Definitely, like, you know, don't rush out to the theaters, but it's totally worth, I think, a rent or like a view or, you know, like a legal download at least.
Yeah, at least a viewing.
Some kind of viewing.
It's a fun flick at least.
Yeah.
Encouraging our listeners to get arrested on a daily basis.
However method you like to acquire it, it's worth it.
There you go.
Yeah, no, it was fun. So it was cool.
Now, what's Here Comes the Boom?
Here Comes the Boom. It is. It's a Kevin James movie. Selma Hayek and
Henry
Winkler.
You had me right there.
Hmm?
You had me at Kevin James.
Okay, Kevin James plays a high school biology teacher, and the school decides they're going to cut the music program, which is run by Henry Winkler. And
seeing preview. I don't know what the hell they were. Whatever the last movie I saw, which was probably 9 months ago, I remember the previews for this, and I'm like, "What? I'm like, what the fuck is this?"
Well, so Kevin James decides that the best way to make money to save the program is to become a
MMA fighter.
Yeah, a MMA fighter. And he gets his it's funny. It's got some funny parts. Like, he gets himself a coach who used to be an MMA fighter, and he goes to meet the guy at the gym, and the guy is like an aerobics instructor. Like, he used to be an MMA fighter, but now he teaches aerobics, but Kevin James's character didn't realize that. And Henry Winkler's in it, so it's, you know, that's always cool, right?
Yeah, I like him. Yeah.
And you should, you know that song, Here Comes the Boom, Ready or Not. You should hear him sing that as a folk song. Because it's really quite interesting, and he sings that at the end of the movie. But it's cute. It's a good Saturday afternoon movie. Hmm. I mean, Selma Hayek kisses Kevin James, so how real can it be?
I don't know. I'm calling bullshit on anything with Kevin James.
Yeah. Absolutely, but at least he's not riding a Segway in this movie.
That's so good.
It's got to be better than Mall Cop, right?
Oh, I just had a sneeze. Sorry about that.
Bless you.
I mute it, though. Well, I did see Star Trek. I'm not going to go into the movies too much, but yeah, I enjoyed it. But I will talk about the theater. I went to one of the new AMCs with the full recliners.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
Aren't they good?
Oh, my God. That's so nice. They probably cut their theater's seating capacity probably in third.
That's probably why they raised the price by
about
that.
You know what? I don't care. I'll pay more for comfort.
I agree.
I don't, you know, I was relative. I was in the, where were we sitting? We were in the second row, but since they replaced with the recliners, it's more like the fourth row. And reclined all the way back, I had no issue with the screen whatsoever. I was like, this is nice.
Nice.
Wow.
I was very happy with the full reclining AMC theater.
Did you pick your seats before you went in like we do? Yeah.
That was the only thing that was a little screwed up because we did that at the window, and then the screen they showed you that we picked the seats from was flipped. So when we were looking at it, you're thinking the front is towards you. No, the front is towards the other end. So we
That's
ended up,
right. Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Which is a little screwy. They should really delineate that a little bit better. But yeah.
Yeah, when we went into the theater, I thought we were sitting on the other side of the theater than our tickets were.
Yeah, so did I. I had the same issue.
Yeah. Now everybody knows because we told them.
No, but Star Trek was good. I don't really have too many issues with it. It was fun. I liked Cumberbatch a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
The Cumberbatch?
Yeah. Yeah, Cumberbatch.
The Cumberbatch.
The Cumberbatch.
I'm concerned about... I hope that Star Wars has more of a story than the Star Trek movies did.
Oh, well. Well, did you hear the rumors about Star Wars?
About bringing in some of the other... from some of the other stories they've done, book-wise? Is that what it was?
Well, yeah. Like it would be like Han and Leia's kids... And
oh,
like,
yeah, yep.
And, like, Luke teaching them, and then, what's his face? Is it Jason? Like, goes dark side, that kind of thing. Like, that's, and it's, like, that's, like, expanded universe stuff, which, that's cool.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I meant, expanded universe.
You definitely have to have their kids. I mean, there's some things that I feel like you have to go with, you know, like, you're going to go with... Like Han and Leia's kids, you know, like it's going to be one thing that's.
Yeah, that seems to make a no-brainer. Sense. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and then if you're going to do that, you know, seems like a pretty straightforward thing to.
I just don't want them to be straight up action movies like the Star Trek movies.
No, I don't think they will be. I mean, Star Trek was always, well, no, not necessarily. I don't know.
Yeah, because Star Trek was not that way.
They always had a mission.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do the Star Trek from the past because that just doesn't work in today's environment. But,
well, what did you think? Did you see the first one?
What first one?
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Did you think that this was on par with that?
I thought they were the same. Yeah. I thought they were both. Like, they're nothing that stuck with me for more, you know, other than the big parts of each one. Nothing really stuck with me, but I enjoyed both of them.
Even the kablooey bits?
What kablooey bits?
Like the stuff where stuff blew up? See, that's the stuff that I like.
No, I enjoyed
it. That's awesome! That's fucking awesome!
Yeah, but that doesn't stick with me. I mean, that's good for like 5 seconds while you're watching it and you enjoy it.
That's true.
You know, I'm saying I want the story to be much deeper and more coherent than the Lindelofian style story of Star Trek's.
Yeah.
Which tend not to make sense if you think about them too much, but... are enjoyable while you're watching them. And I'm not ripping his Star Trek because I really enjoyed it a lot. I'm just saying I don't want the same for Star Wars. Like, I don't want them to be the same movie.
Well, I hope they're not, because Star Wars and Star Trek have a very different feeling to
that's
them.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yes.
Like, Star Wars is dark and, you know, it's very, they have an adventure, whereas Star Wars, they tend to have missions and it's a lot lighter, struggle. The view to the future, you know.
Yeah. But I think having different types of writers will help that. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Well, I sure hope
that was my only concern coming out of Star Trek.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Abrams writing the story, so it's not like he's directing, it's going to be the same.
It's just his. But he didn't write these either, so that's what I'm worried about. Yeah, that's right.
So it's not going to be like.
Yeah.
But his influence and visual style, I think, will be very good. I mean, I'm honestly.
It can't go backwards. I know that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go forwards. I just want it to be enough of a difference from Star Trek that it doesn't feel like they're in the same universe almost. You know what I mean?
I hope not.
Not that, you know, no. I'm not talking about them linking the stories. I mean, just visually and the feel and all that.
No, that's what I mean. I hope not, because.
Yeah,
not.
I don't think it will be. I mean, he's such a huge Star Wars fan, and he said he's not really a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, he said he's not really a Trek fan, right?
So, yeah, I mean, but I'm not worried at all. I mean, I feel like this is a Star Wars movie is like made by fans, essentially, because it is, you know? And I think they're going to treat it really carefully and they're going to do something really special. So, I mean, not everyone's going to be.
Well, not everybody's. Not everybody's going to like everything, so.
I think that it will go. I think it's going to be great. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. When 2015 is that when it's coming out? So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was not excited by any of the previews I saw, however, which was like three of the same movie. I don't know, Eurasia, whatever the fuck it is with Matt Damon and.
I think that looks. I'm excited for
Elysium. But it looked exactly like.
Yeah, I know.
Harrison Ford movie that previewed right before.
Oh, that's.
I felt like with
a
the
lot
kids,
of space stuff.
Yeah, you know? I'm like, oh my God, guys.
A lot of
come
futuristic
on.
Stuff, yeah. I'm
like, let's chill
on
this.
I don't think we got those.
I will say the Matt Damon one looked much, much better than the Harrison Ford one.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ender's Game is like a really old classic sci-fi story, so, I mean. Looking forward to that one, but Elysium, I'm looking forward to it because it's the person who did District 9, which was really
good. Yeah, no, it did look good. It had a good feel to it, but Ender's Game, as far as the movie goes, it just didn't, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they...
Yeah, it just wasn't doing it for me. I think they were only previews. Well, on Superman preview, but that's coming out tonight or tomorrow. Tonight came out, right? Tonight.
Midnight tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm excited to see that next week.
Yeah, I'm going to see it this weekend. We're actually going to do a special Media Junkyard episode.
Oh, that's right. On Monday, right?
Just because, you know, there's a lot of shit going on this
week. Yeah. Yeah. It was a big week.
And, I mean... Come on, you gotta admit, it's gonna be fun to talk about
Superman. And Superman with Robin, come on.
And a whole bunch of, so we have a whole bunch of tech. So we have something like huge things that Robin hates and huge things that Robin loves.
And and if they fuck up Superman, it'll be better. Oh my God. Or not even if they fuck it up. If they change the story so much that
he'll
Superman
still love it anyway.
Not necessarily. All right. If they change the backstory to a way that he doesn't like it.
That's true.
He has a very specific Superman he likes.
It's going to be good because I've already seen reviews come in and some are not so good.
Yes,
it's
pretty split.
Like some people love it and some people don't.
Yeah,
and
it's
split. I wonder if that's how attached you are to Superman, how much you love it.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man, it went down below. It's at 58 now.
Oh, is it down to 58?
Ooh, it's now considered rotten.
Oh, oof. Man.
Man. Well, I'm curious to see what happens over the weekend.
Yeah, that'll really tell, because you have much more people, you know. a larger mass of people heading in to see it. So I'm going to see it. I think it looks good. So
yeah, I think it does too.
Are we oversaturated with superhero movies?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, break now.
Well, you're not going to get a break because they're, you know,
oh, you get like two Marvel movies a year, but at least
they make money. Yeah,
but get ready for a whole bunch of DC shit.
Yeah. Let's see if they get it right.
No, probably won't.
I mean, I don't know.
Especially because I know. Oh God, I want to spoil something right now. It's not really a spoil. I don't know. I won't say it.
You can say it. But
all right. Screw it, I'm going to say it.
If you don't want to hear it, don't listen.
It's not about Superman itself, but there is no end credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And which really, really disappoints me because I was like, all right, here's your chance right now. Like, you started off, give us something, give us anything. I don't know that there might be something in the movie.
Yeah,
see, that I don't know about.
I'm okay if they don't do the end credit scene, only because not that it's necessarily a Marvel thing. Yeah, I mean, other people have done it. But at this point, it is kind of the Marvel thing. So you don't want to go too much in that direction.
At least hint at it in the movie. Maybe there'll be some hint in the movie.
Well, supposedly there is. Like, the satellite or some satellite that you see that's Wayne Enterprises or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah, apparently there's like a little thing like that in there. Oh. Not anything huge, but you know, a little Easter egg. Like,
but I feel like they should have gave a little bit more. But
this is the same universe, at least.
Yeah. I think basically they want to see how this does first, I guess.
Before they tie in too hard, yeah. Because they may have to get a different one. They have to start over. They may have to do another Superman again.
Yeah, but I don't know. They kind of botched it because it's like, you'd have to get a new Batman at this point.
Yeah, well, that's their big problem. Unless they get I still like the idea of continuing the story with G. Gordon Liddy.
Oh, I absolutely do too, but there are a lot of people who are not.
Yeah, so I know. People are all upset about that.
People didn't really seem to understand what happened either.
Yeah, there's that problem too. I'd be okay with that because I think he's a great actor. So
absolutely.
Well.
He's an awesome actor. I mean, I don't know. Like, he's kind of short, so I don't know how.
That is true. There is that issue.
Like, so he kind of be like a puny Batman. The tiny Batman. Like. But I love him as an actor. He's great. And he's, don't know if he has the build for it, I guess.
The littlest Batman. Well, if you get a short Superman, how tall is that?
That's true. Just get all...
get everybody really short. Get that guy from Game of Thrones. He can be like...
oh, yeah, right.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage, that. Sorry. Who sorry. Doesn't watch the show, by the way. All right.
Well, like, I think he says, you know, I watched this like a year ago. Or
he did it a year ago.
I'm over it.
Well, speaking of... I don't know.
Give us another
speaking segment. Of the tech segment.
Wait, segue, because I have to get my... Speaking of tech, I have to get my laptop charger.
Oh, God.
I just got a Facebook message from my first boyfriend.
What?
Yeah, from grade 7.
That's weird. When did he send it?
Right now. Hello there, stranger.
Whoa.
Kept meaning to send you a message. Our radio station was celebrating the 30th anniversary of the police synchronicity.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was 30 years ago? Yeah.
30 years ago, I guess I was a big fan. He seemed to really remember my music taste. He knows I'm a big Michael Jackson fan and that I really liked Synchronicity by the Police, apparently, which is true, I did. But the fact he remembers from grade 7 creeps me out a little bit.
Who is this?
My first boyfriend from grade 7.
Does he Does he have a shrine in his room?
I mean, who doesn't, really? Let's be serious.
That's true. I do.
Yeah, I hope so.
Did he send you a message in a bottle?
Oh, nice. Just
in a bottle, yeah.
Oh, sorry. God. Well, there was actually lots of techie stuff this week.
Techie stuff?
With E3 and Apple.
Well, yeah. So let me tell you also, like, Monday was a big day for me, let me tell you, because you had E3 going on, or starting, like the conferences starting, and WWDC happening, and that was the night of the Paul McCartney concert. It was a big day for me.
Wow. So you're about to blow a gasket.
Seriously. Yeah, so like, oh, you had to see me at work. I was like live streaming the Xbox thing first, and then in like half hour into that, the WWDC starts. So I'm like live on the live blog of that, trying to do, you know, work on top of that. So it's like multitasking like crazy.
And but, work can wait.
Yeah, I know. It's important stuff. Important stuff. I guess let's start with Apple first and get that over with.
Yeah, because there wasn't really as much there.
There wasn't that much. I mean, honestly, they can't really keep secrets anymore, so.
Yeah, so everybody kind of knew.
Pretty much everything that happened was like, okay, cool, I expected this. So, I guess the biggest thing being they showed off iOS 7.
Yeah. Now, I know, I don't want to say anything about the functionality, having never used it.
Or, yeah, you know, I mean, strictly design-wise.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan. I mean, okay, I think that they definitely had to change things, for sure.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. It's been a while, so.
Right, and I'm they had to get rid of the whole, you know, skeuomorphism stuff. You know, like making, you know, a notepad look like an actual notepad. And
yeah, you don't need to do that. I understand.
Yeah. So definitely needed a graphical change, but I feel like they went way too far in the other direction.
It looks childish.
Yeah.
It does. It reminds me of Easter. Do you get that?
Oh, yeah. Easter-ish. Yep.
And like really okay, when it's all together, it's not as bad. But if you just look strictly at the icons,
it looks like a Hello Kitty phone.
It's
yeah. Oh, that's exactly right. Perfect.
It's like, but like the colors are too, like they're like the greens they use, like they're really bright. Like,
yep.
It's like stuff that you draw in like Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
It's really
like it's a little too simplistic, a little too.
If you go on Instagram and like put up iOS 7, like people who are doing the beta and stuff have done a lot of screen caps and all. And it's just, I'm like looking at it, I'm like, oh my God. It just, like, some of the icons look okay, but some of it's just so. I mean, I understand the style they're going for, that kind of throwback European design style.
I get it. I mean, that's whatever. Like, okay, right now it's like all in to be like, you see it in Google and with Microsoft and stuff, it's like flat, it's square, it's basically color squares, basically. Like, everything's squared off, no rounded edges, and a lot of like flat primary colors. Oh my God, did you see the camera screen?
The camera is ridiculous.
It's like a giant red dot.
Real? What?
Is the button. Is like the camera button.
Oh, I haven't seen that part yet. The ones I've seen, I haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. It's on the Apple site, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? I went to Instagram. I didn't go to the Apple site.
Yeah, I mean, they have plenty of screenshots of it. Oh, I mean, geez. It's just like, it just, I don't know. I'm not a fan, honestly, of it. And I know that I don't have an iPhone, but I do have an iPad, so this applies to me.
Yeah, it's
going to
apply.
We'll be getting this, so I have just as much, you know, investment in this as other people.
Now, functionally, it may be great. I don't know, but I don't like the look of it at all.
The thing with the function is it adds some good things, but they're still playing catch up.
Yeah.
Okay, so now they add great features. You have like a control center now where you can just easily turn off, you know, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, all those little settings, brightness, blah, 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 right?
Yeah, it's about time that was simple. And
yeah,
not,
yeah.
Right, so that's something that, you know, I don't want to come off as like one of these like, oh, Android is the best, blah, blah, blah. But this is stuff that, you know, Android has had for a while now. So it's you know, it now finally has true multitasking, which is, you know, something it should have had before. What else? Like the AirDrop is cool. The AirDrop is like a feature, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
I don't know why they went with the change for the photo icon. The icons still look rounded from what I'm seeing.
They are, but they don't have that like bubbled effect. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, they're just flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the camera one is it's like going back to Gmail. They're smart enough Gmail.
I can understand simplifying it and, you know, wanting to streamline it. It just it doesn't come across that way. It comes across as childlike.
Settings almost looks like a Dharma logo and crossed with an element on your stove.
Yeah, it's a little, it does look like a stove burner. Yeah, I mean, I just functionally wise, great, but the look of it, I just not really a fan. There's like actually, there's like some memes out there. I think the guy's name is Joni Ive is the designer.
Yeah,
and
or was he? He was the original one, wasn't he?
I'm not sure. I don't think so because I think he hated he hated how.
Or maybe he is. Maybe he's this one. I was thinking.
I think he's new, but there's like this thing like, oh, Joni Ive redesigns and like all different things. So there's like his version of all these different other things, and they're like just completely like ridiculous.
I've redesigned the toilet. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, I think that it's, I can get over the look of stuff. I don't like boxy shit, though. I want things to look streamlined and nice and pretty and the way that Apple's been really, really good at doing that, so I would hate for them to get away from that too much.
Yeah.
But as long as it's functional and it makes sense and it's good and it's easier to use and I have to explain it less to my in-laws.
Yeah. Well, functionally, it looks...
Everything's cartoonish looking and not real. Like, the Photos app now has a picture on it. On there, it's like... It's not... You know... I don't need a cartoonish drawing on the thing.
Yeah, just save Photos like it did. But it's, you know what, that's a small thing. Once I know what that... Oh, speaking of mother-in-laws, mine's calling me. Sorry, mother-in-law. But the apps are kind of... Like, I don't... The way that it looks on the surface, as long as it's clean, I'm happy. But all I care... I just want it to work.
Oh, yeah.
The look of it's secondary for me, really.
Right, and it should be. I mean, functionality, it's definitely a big improvement over what you've had. But again, like I said, it's just kind of like, I don't know, it doesn't really offer anything. I kind of just feel like they're still there, just ever since, you know, Jobs passed away, it's just kind of they've been playing catch up and they haven't really been innovating
as much. Yeah, I agree.
No, that's true.
So I was hoping that they would, you know, bring a little bit more to the table. But did you guys see the new Mac Pro?
Yeah, it's like crazy looking.
No,
it's kind of cool.
It looks like though in the iOS 7, it looks like they've added some more picture editing options too. Like that you can add sepia and that to your photograph. So, you know, the more of a camera they make it, the happier I'm going to be as a photographer. Because I've been able to take some really good kind of macro-ish, you know, cheating, photographs recently that I've been really happy with. So if they continue to increase that kind of stuff, that's going to make me happy. And Mobi SD cards just came out with a new Wi-Fi card that's a lot cheaper. So I might, you know, that's been the real holdback for me from picking up my my SLR.
Ah.
So anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mac Pro trash can.
Yeah, Mac Pro, sorry.
It's like a trash cylinder.
Yeah, it looks like an, I don't know. I'm looking at it. I don't know what it looks like. Yeah, it just... Just a cylinder, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Someone posted a meme or a meme or whatever you want to call it, with a wine bottle in it. So it looks.
Oh, it does look kind of like a wine bottle holder. That should be a feature. Holds your favorite bottle.
Pretty
of
much
wine.
Any. Yeah, it looks like any cylindrical object.
That's
you can
crazy.
Think of.
Yeah, it is crazy powerful though, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
They haven't updated the Mac Pro in a while, so that was nice.
Yeah, that has been a few years.
Where do I stick my plugs? It doesn't look like there's anywhere to stick my plugs.
Yeah, there's a plug. There's sticking places.
Sticking places.
I don't know. Look at my dongle. Look at my dongle.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah, so that's that. iTunes Radio.
Yeah, Yeah, iTunes Radio.
Yeah, welcome to the party, Apple.
Yeah, I mean, all this is the last one to arrive. It's what, Pandora for iTunes. It's like, hey.
Or Google, yeah.
Yeah, here's Ping.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's like the news that Facebook is finally going to do hashtags. Woo, welcome to the party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, thanks. Good.
That's
good.
Funny. You do that. Well, people are using them anyway, right? So why not?
That's true, yeah.
Now all those people are going to be like, justify now.
I know. I've seen people say, get your ass back to Twitter. There's no hashtags here.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden they're going to be hot links now.
Yep.
So
yep.
Now, like, I guess probably retroactively they'll do it too.
I wonder what it's going to link to.
They also announced OS 10.9.
Yeah, Mavericks. The name that came out of nowhere.
What? Like, what happened to the cat thing?
I don't know. I saw the name. I'm like, what the hell's that? I don't know what.
Like, it's awful. I don't like that name at all. It just doesn't flow. Like, it's just like.
And it's not even. It's still a 10 point whatever.
Yeah, it's operating. Still 10. Yeah, it's still it's, 10. So it was 10.
I can understand if it was a whole, you know, if it was 11 and they were like, here's 11, Mavericks.
I mean, I guess this is this the last? I mean, what? I doubt they're going to do 10.10, right? So I'd assume that this maybe 11 comes next. But
yeah.
But so they're going to have a bunch of cats. They're going to have 8 cats.
And then Mavericks.
And a Mavericks? What? Why couldn't you just use one last cat?
Just go with, I don't know. There's got to be something, right?
There is. I thought, okay, ready? Mac OS 10, Ocelot.
There you go. Yeah.
Ocelot. That would have been way better than Mavericks.
Than Mavericks? Yeah.
That's just silly.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, I just a lot of I feel like okay. Again, I gotta say I don't think Jobs would ever go with that. Like I think that would not fly.
Yeah, I don't think
like,
so.
Like what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I mean they're not I'm not gonna say they're like they're not in any way vanishing from anywhere or anything like that. I think they just need something. I don't know, something's missing right now from them.
Something is missing.
Yeah, just, I don't know. And maybe that comes up. I don't know. Maybe they come up with some crazy TV thing. Or maybe, you know, who knows?
Maybe. Maybe they've been holding back on other things because they've been concentrating on.
Yeah, maybe something big is coming, you know? Yes. But, I mean, like, Apple TV, I like the Roku better than Apple TV.
Oh, Roku is, yeah.
It's way better. I have more access to more things.
So, that's the thing is that the problem with Apple is that everything's so closed off. Like, you're forced to use the Apple ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, why can't everything just work with everything? Like, and I think Tim Cook did, in an interview, say that, like, they wouldn't be opposed to releasing things on other platforms. But I think they really should do that. Could you imagine if they came out with, like, iMessage for Android? That would be huge.
Oh, it'd be huge, yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see that. You know, it's just I just don't want to be closed off to the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah, I think that
it's limiting. As cool as you want to make the Apple TV, it's not going to do as much as a Roku will.
No, it just won't.
Yeah,
you have to marry Apple. It's true. They're proprietary.
Yeah,
you have to make a commitment.
Yeah.
I like to use some of Apple's things.
Yeah, I'm the same. I use some things and then some things I don't.
Yeah, because they're not the best everywhere. They're the best some places.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So
no one company can be great at everything.
No, of course not. And they updated the MacBook Air. So that was the last.
Yes, battery and power and stuff like that. Yeah.
Which they're just too small for me.
Yeah, yeah. They're like a great travel laptop.
Yeah, I guess. They're really expensive, and
they are really expensive for what they are, though.
Yeah, I feel like for the same price, you get a more powerful, you know, MacBook Pro, and that would be my choice, definitely over an Air.
And they're really not that much smaller than the MacBook Pro. You can get a small MacBook Pro, and you're fine.
2 inches more.
Yeah,
2 inches.
And MacBook Pro's thin. I mean, I have the last generation, and mine's pretty thin.
Oh yeah, they've gotten pretty thin themselves.
I mean, it's not like it's some big monstrous.
No, not at all.
Laptop, been, like 3 inches thick or something.
No.
I have one of those right now.
One of those giant laptops?
it takes all my strength to lift it out of the laptop bag. It's a ThinkPad T60 or something, and it's just huge.
Wow.
Gives you a workout.
Mm-hmm. See, it has its benefits.
That's right.
You know,
One, two.
Yeah, you lift an arrow, you're not getting any exercise from that.
Nothing. Right. It's like nothing.
I don't know, flabby arms.
That's right. No, I just figure my muscles got so big on the top that they just got so heavy that they flop down underneath.
That's probably it.
That's what happened, I'm telling you. Do we have any other tech?
Yeah, so then we also have E3 that happened. So,
oh, yeah.
And that is just finishing up today. But so we got way more details about Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Yes. Some of which we got more details the day after they talked.
Yes, we did.
In the case of PlayStation.
But good things. So,
well, no, they weren't quite clear on exactly everything they were doing.
Okay, well, let's go over it. So, first, Xbox had their briefing, and I thought it was pretty good. Like, I actually was like, all right, they did a good job showing off like some pretty cool games.
Saw some good games, yeah, and exclusive titles, and that's what they had to do this time.
Yeah, I mean, previously after their first announcement and before this one, they kind of cleared up some questions about. All the DRM and whatnot, and I mean it's there.
Yeah.
So the deal with that is that it needs to check into the internet every 24 hours.
24 hours, yeah.
Yeah, or else it will stop working. Except you can always play like movies, but as far as games go, you're not going to be able to play them if you don't check in. If it can't connect to the internet once every 24 hours. Also, once your game. Like, so you put your disc in, whatever. It's going to install itself automatically to your hard drive, and it's going to attach itself to your account. Now this is going to be up to the publisher, but with Xbox, you know, with Microsoft's first-party games, you're only going to be able to transfer your game once. Mm-hmm. So you can either sell it to select retailers, whatever that means, or you can give it to someone and transfer it to them. But it can only be done once.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you give, you know, if you give it to someone, you revoke your access, they get access, and then that's it. It cannot be transferred again. So not great news.
No.
A lot of people are really up in arms about it. But I mean, as far as the games go, like, I think they had a pretty decent showing. So I even like, and I had intentions to do this at both. So I went and pre-ordered the Xbox on Amazon. I was like, all right, let's just in case, you know, because it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah,
just pre-order it and see what happens. And PlayStation later that night had their conference. Oh, and the price of the Xbox One is going to be $499. Yeah. It's just one console, $499. You get the whole shebang, including the Kinect. Sony does their PlayStation announcement, and they come out and say that, and they have this really funny video. I don't know if you guys saw the video at all, but it's how to share games on your PlayStation 4, and it's like these two guys. And the one guy has the game, and then he hands it over to the other guy. And it's like the step-by-step, like, you know, take your game and then hand it to.
Well, that is something they did clarify the next day.
Yes, but
only Sony titles they were talking about.
Well, the thing is that they're gonna do this. This can already be done on the right now, the PlayStation 3, like EA. Lock some of their content away. Mm-hmm. It's not full-fledged like DRM at all.
No.
Like you can't, they can't, I don't believe anyone can, and they probably won't lock out like an entire game. Like,
no, disc. They'll just lock out parts. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, mostly it's just what's in place now is like certain publishers like will lock away certain, like they might have a code for like the multiplayer or something like that. But I don't think most publishers are going to follow through with that because people clearly hate it. there's tons and tons of hate for Xbox right now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everywhere. But, like, so, like, yeah, they clarified that. But, like, it's, I think for the most part, you know, it's going to, you're going to be able to just, you know, if you want to give your friend, like, you buy a disc, you want to give it to him to borrow, you can do that. You know,
yeah.
We,
yeah, that's a big thing, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
For a certain segment of the market, anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And you cannot, and there's no online check-in at all. Like, so you can play without being connected to the internet. And they also revealed the price to be $100 less than Xbox at $399.
But that doesn't include their eyesight or whatever, right?
Right, but which is not required. So
no, no.
And I mean, which I probably won't get, but if you want to get it, it's only $60, right? So
if you figure if you're adding the eyesight, which is equivalent to having the Kinect, it's only
you're still less. Yeah.
You're still $40 less, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's different functionality, but I still think I really think Xbox should have had A, not required the Kinect, and B, had a offered a cheaper system without it. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're shooting themselves in the foot with that one.
Yeah, the Kinect, I have no need for. So I'm like,
right. I mean, I think it's really cool technology. Like, it really is awesome, honestly. But they and the other thing is they didn't show any other than show, you know, the interface and the voice commands. They did not show any games or any kind of features that utilize the Kinect at all.
That's an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do you want this? You know, like they didn't give you any reason, you know, why you need to have this thing, you know, connected to your system all the time. So I don't know. It's
and I just feel like choice is
a good thing to have.
I don't necessarily want to play a game with Kinect.
Right. A lot of people aren't interested in it, so they shouldn't have to, you know, if you're never going to use it, why are you forcing people to have it? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they have lots of back units that didn't sell. Isn't that why?
Well, I know. I mean, it's completely new.
Repackage up those Kinects over in the corner there. Put them in with the new.
It's the same thing. They just put them in a new shiny.
May not have announced it now, but I'm guessing as we get closer, we'll see. Once they see what kind of pre-orders, maybe we'll see the deal with Xbox Live where it's, you know, the same price as PlayStation if you sign up for whatever. Well, we'll see what happens with that. But
one thing Xbox did say is that starting this month, like with Gold members, you're going to get 2 free games a month. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that, like, I mean, they haven't really clarified, but from what they've said, like, those aren't going to work on your Xbox One.
They're only going to work now.
Right.
On the 360.
Oh, and they also came out and said just the other day, if you don't have an internet connection,
yeah, use a 360.
Get a 360.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, ugh. The other thing, too, is nice on the PlayStation 4 is that the hard drive, you can remove and upgrade if you'd like.
Ah.
So it's just a standard, you know, 2.5 inch, like, laptop hard drive, basically. Yeah. So that's nice to have, too. That's the same thing on right now, though, with the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So I mean, in all honesty, I really was pushing for Xbox. I mean, I have an Xbox 360 and a PS3, and I mean, I love Xbox 360 a lot. It's a really, really great system. But I'm probably going to get a PS4.
Yeah, to me, it's all just going to be about the titles.
Yeah, what, I mean, I right now, where. I mean, they mostly have the same stuff.
But. Yeah, you're not getting it. Nobody's. For me, there's certain titles that I'll definitely want. That even though they may not be exclusive on Xbox, play better on Xbox.
Yeah,
because you know how some play. You know, some have issues on this one or that one. You know, it's just the way it works out.
Yeah, but. I mean, hardware. See, the thing is, like hardware wise, they're pretty much identical. So I think they're gonna. I think they're going to look the same as far as look goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the control. I do think the Xbox controller is better looking.
Yeah,
I really like the 360 controller is like one of the best controllers I've ever.
Yeah, it's really comfortable.
Yeah, so I'm not. I mean, the PS4 controller looks better. Like, I'm not really crazy about the PS3 controller is like the same shape it's been since the PlayStation 1. Really?
Yeah, pretty much is. Yeah.
It's not great. This new one looks better though, but The cool thing that PlayStation 4 is going to do is like stream. You're going to be able to like stream most of your PS4 games to a Vita if you have one, which is kind of neat. Like stream, like it'll be powered by the PS4, but then streamed over the internet, which is pretty neat tech stuff.
Yeah, that is good because you see more and more of that on with the PC gaming anyway on YouTube and all.
Yeah, so I mean, if you look anywhere on the internet, it's kind of overwhelming the support for PlayStation over Xbox.
Yeah, definitely.
So many people that are like, you know,
saying, but that was also switching. That was also the case last time.
Well, isn't it the other way around though?
No, when they first were announced, it was. Oh, PlayStation is so much better. It has the the Blu-ray, and then they ended up losing out. But the difference is price-wise, PlayStation.
Right, they were so that the thing
was
is
what
like
$5.99 last time.
Yeah, PlayStation 3 went up to like $5.99 was like the most expensive one.
Yeah, and that kind of blew them out of the water.
So it's kind of reversed now. So like now PS4 is cheaper.
Yeah.
They also announced like the whole thing with like indie games, which 360 had a whole bunch of indie game stuff, but like I haven't really heard anything new on that front for the new one. So it's like it's kind of like they're swapping roles almost.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, an Xbox had a strong foothold. They could have really, you know, coming off the success of 360, which is, you know, still selling well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could have put some distance between yourself and Sony.
I'm really curious to see. I think initial pre-order, like there's been a lot of pre-orders for the PS4. And I think I just read something that like Sony's got a, like up their production or something like that. But yeah, I mean, I actually have both pre-ordered right now. Probably going to cancel the Xbox one, but I'll hold on to them for a little while and see what happens. I mean, who knows? I mean, I do. I mean, might I have an Xbox one sometime later in the future? It's very possible.
Well, yeah, because you're going to a lot of people are going to do what you do and pre-order both. And then they're going to pick which one they want, and then there'll be a surplus of the other one because they made enough to fill the pre-order, and then you get it on sale. See?
Yeah, for me, I don't even know if I'll get it right away. It depends on what titles are out there.
I decided I was going to get one of them.
Yeah.
I've never gotten a console at launch before, and I was like, you know what? I'm an adult now.
I got my 360 at launch.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, so, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it. And there's already like, you know, a lot of the some good games. Like it's gonna be like kind of this overlap where the games are gonna be like on everything for a little bit. But you know, if I can get them on the new system and stuff, like shit, I'm gonna go for it. I like their new because I'm not really a fan of like the PS3 interface, like the cross media bar thing.
Oh yeah.
And I like where they're going with the new thing. It's kind of cool. So, yeah, I mean, I like, and actually, I do. I currently pay for PlayStation Plus.
Oh yeah.
And let me tell you, it's been totally worth it because they have like free games to download every month.
Oh really?
Yeah. And so like I have this like huge like library of stuff. Like just this month, like they have Uncharted 3.
Oh, cool!
They have, which is a big game. You know, what's the other big one? That Deus Ex, which came out like last year. So they have pretty good stuff that, you know, if you don't pick it up right away, or if the other games, like you can eventually maybe get free. It's been totally worth it. It's like $50 for the year.
Oh, that's not
so
bad.
I mean, I've definitely gotten more than $50 worth of games so far. Yeah. And that, so it kind of works anyway, because like I don't have Xbox Live because I don't play games online. Like,
yeah, me either. I don't really play.
So there's no point, right? And you need Xbox Live to stream, to use any of the streaming services.
Yeah,
which is continue as well.
I don't really use any of that on there anyway, so.
Yeah, well, right, I don't need it either. But it's just the kind of still silly thing where on the PlayStation 3 and 4, well, the 4 is going to be, so you're not going to have to pay to multiplayer, mm-hmm. to play a multiplayer, you're going to have a Plus membership, which is fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But all the streaming services are going to be free. You don't like, you don't need to, like, you're paying a subscription, right? To like to Netflix. Why should you have to
have
a second subscription if you don't? Yeah.
So, why should it be a double subscription?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I just like the way that they're, I feel like Sony's treating their customers better right now and giving them more choices. And I don't know. I just,
oh yeah, definitely. After the week, they've come out ahead for sure.
Yeah. So, right now, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a PS4.
Yeah, the only thing I was like, well, whatchamacallit now, Elder Scrolls Online, which is their MMO, is actually going to be on Xbox One and PS4. So I don't know. That might be, is that the first MMO to be on a console?
No, they've had other ones like the, they've had like Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. I never really.
But that's a new big thing now. A lot of these games. There's a new game by Bungie who made the original Halo. Mm-hmm. That's the make a new game called Destiny, and it's gonna be on both. And it's kind of like an, it's almost like an MMO shooter.
Ah.
Because it's like it's a first person shooter, but it needs to be connected to the internet. So there's like these public zones, so you could be playing by yourself or with a friend, and you might get to these public zones where these giant like events will happen, and you'll be fighting again with all these other people. So it's kind of a neat concept, you know, and that's kind of attractive to me because like it's more of like a co-op thing.
Yeah, I'm somewhat interested in the Elder Scrolls one. I really like Elder Scrolls, both the last two games, Oblivion and Skyrim. But yeah, I'm not a fan of MMOs per se.
Right.
Me neither. Everything that's kind of come out about it, you can play it single player. You're not going to get everything out of it, but you can play single player.
Oh, so one of the things where it's like an Elder Scrolls games, but like,
yeah, but the, kind of, yeah, you're not going to be completely dependent on being an MMO. So it's going to depend on how that game goes, whether I want to get one of the systems at launch or not.
Yeah,
the more that comes out about that is more how interested I'll be to get, you know, unless something else comes up that I happen to see that I want.
Oh, you know what I saw? I don't know if you saw the Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer, but that game looks pretty incredible.
Yeah, I'll probably end up pre-ordering one. I'm just kidding myself right now. I'm going to end up pre-ordering one. But
might as well, you know what? You might as well do it right now because you've got nothing to lose and you can always cancel.
That's true, really. I'll probably end up pre-ordering both.
Do it now before they run out of them. They're going to sell out of them.
If I sell this fucking house, I'll buy both of them.
Flip that house.
You can definitely afford one then.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Did you have more E3 stuff?
More what?
More E3.
Well, I was just gonna say really quickly that so Nintendo didn't really have like a they kind of did their own.
Oh, that's right, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so they kind of did their own like Nintendo Direct things that they do, which is actually really cool, and I like that. So they showed off some. The thing with Nintendo is honestly like they really put out some great stuff. But like original stuff, like if you like Nintendo stuff, like it's great, you know.
The third party stuff is really shitty.
Yes, yes, but you know what? I mean, I probably will get one down the road, and I'm predicting right now they're going to drop their price for the holidays. They have to.
They're going to have to compete.
They have to. Yeah, so I probably expect it to go to $299. I think that would be a fair price.
Yeah, I think so.
But there's the new Mario game looks cool. So it's it's kind of like 3D Land on the 3DS. Or it's like a 3D Mario instead of like a side scrolling one. But you can play with Mario with up to four people: Mario, Luigi, Toad, and Peach. Kind of like exactly like Super Mario 2 on the NES.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Team there, so. That looked pretty cool, and like they're doing a Donkey Kong for it, and a bunch of other fun stuff. So I don't know. I'll probably eventually get like. I feel it's the same thing as like this current gen is like if you're a Nintendo fan, you have like either an Xbox or PlayStation and then a Wii.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like it's going to happen that way again. You're going to get a PS4 or an Xbox One and then a Wii U.
You know what I mean?
If you like the Nintendo games. Because they're different experiences.
They are different. They set themselves apart in that way.
Nintendo's kind of in their own world, and it's a fun little world. So.
Yeah, I mean, they have their market. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely, yeah, it's fun. I enjoy Mario and mostly Zelda. Zelda, I'm like huge on. So.
Yeah, I never really played it. I tried playing the last one, but I just didn't quite get into it. But
yeah,
not that I hated it, but just wasn't. It's just one of those things.
Yeah,
maybe it was just that I hated the Wii. I don't know.
Maybe
they bought me one for my birthday 2 years ago, as you know, and I had a great time buying accessories and games.
Yep.
I didn't play it. I just had a great time.
You bought
buying
a lot of stuff for it.
Games. Oh, look,
it's a golf club attachment. I can eat this.
Well, while we're in tech, quickly, everybody remembers 3D televisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have one.
Yes, ESPN 3D is shutting down.
Oh, cool.
Because
Rob doesn't watch ESPN anyway, do you?
I do not.
Because basically, I guess the market just wasn't there.
It's kind of a niche thing, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
it just wasn't there.
They still sell a lot of
it.
3D Blu-rays, but.
Yeah. I think for that it works. I just don't know how it works for. Like, I don't see a whole networks doing that. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But, like, honestly, like, it's cool to get, like, you know, like like 3D Finding. Like, I have Finding Nemo in 3D, and like
yeah, awesome. Like things like that. I could see it working for you know, but whole networks of programming. It doesn't make sense.
Nah, it's really good for like short viewings, like a movie. Yeah. But like you don't want to sit there watching TV, like regular TV, out with it.
Yeah, it just didn't seem. I don't know. So I guess it didn't work out. So they cut it back. I mean, I'm sure at some point we'll see 3D programming here and there.
Yeah.
But. As far as whole networks, I don't know if that'll be happening for a while again.
That's fine.
Do you remember when the Grammys did that 3D Michael Jackson's back again. Did that tribute to Michael Jackson in 3D, but like they didn't tell anyone, so nobody had 3D glasses?
Well, that would be a problem.
I just thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah. 3D, yay. I'm a fan. After after seeing the 3D movies in the theater now, I love it.
Oh, they're much better. I mean, I still feel like a lot of things are in 3D just for
the sake
of it, and not really because it adds anything. But like for the movies that are shot in 3D, I think they really are quite enjoyable.
So. Was the new Man of Steel shot in 3D?
Nope. Not much is like so. Great Gatsby actually was The Hobbit. All the Hobbit stuff is.
Yeah.
Well, most of it's not. Like none of the Marvel stuff is. Or.
Oh, the Hobbit trailer came out. I didn't watch it yet, though.
Oh, that looks cool. Yeah. Oh, do you see Kate? Kate's an elf.
Oh, that's right. This is the one she appears in, right?
Yeah. Kate and Legolas, which is interesting because those are two characters who did not appear in The Hobbit.
But, yeah, that's a good point.
But I'm fine with it. No problem.
I'm okay. It's a movie. It's not the book.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's cool. Legolas, you know, why not?
You do what you do.
I like him.
And elves are supposed to live for a super long time.
Right.
Anyway,
so he was around back then.
It makes sense. I'm excited for that. I enjoyed the last one.
You're good. It's good, yeah.
And I love that it's a different experience than any other movie because of the 48 frames thing.
It was
kooky.
Not crazy about it.
But I will see it that way again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't like it very much, did you, Rob?
No, because it doesn't have that movie feel to me. Like,
It definitely doesn't look like a movie. It doesn't look like a movie.
Yeah.
Weird. So what attracts you to see it again, Mike?
I just liked that it was different.
Yeah.
It was a different feel. Like, different. It didn't work for every part of the movie. I will definitely say that.
Some part, like, there's a few parts that it looked fine in.
Yeah.
Like, but whenever there's people.
It was a little tougher, so yeah.
Oh.
I'm hoping to see, like, some progression with the use of it in the next one.
I mean, that's just how it looks.
But I mean, with, you know, with how they decide.
Oh, to... yeah. You know what would be really cool is if they can do multi-frame rate, where they can do 48 some of the time and 24 other times.
Yeah, I don't know if they could do that or not.
I don't think so.
Probably
but...
not. That would probably be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, it would.
It'd look really crazy and make you sick or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Everybody would throw up in the movie theater when it stopped running at 48.
Recliner chairs and a barf bag.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, it's all going to be like that because, I mean, they shot it, the whole thing back to back. And
It's all going to be fine. That way. So, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, it's almost too bad there isn't a bit of a gap in between so the technology can improve, eh?
Yeah, but they'll be consistent at least.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Because then it'll feel like one cohesive story, like the last three.
Yeah, I don't want like Hobbit 3 to be like, like
20 years later. like Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
No, that was one of the previews. That's right.
I'm excited for that.
I am. I'm excited, but can they recapture?
I'm a little worried, but I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But from some of the cameos I've heard about, it should be pretty funny.
It's almost like trying to do Community without Dan Harmon.
Wow.
But they have everyone, though.
Good job.
That was nice. Do you like that?
Good job. Well done. Well
speaking
done.
Of...
Speaking of Dan Harmon...
He's coming back to Community. Yay!
Didn't we talk about that last time?
No, we did not. This is news. It's been 3 weeks. It's been a week and a half.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could know you were pregnant by now, Mike. Jesus Christ. Dan Harmon is coming back to Community. And I know I've kind of said, oh, yeah, you know, well, it is what it is. Because I've enjoyed the show. And I haven't gone, oh, God, I can't stand to watch it anymore at all. But as long as they don't Brit it, we'll be fine.
I kind of stopped watching it.
Oh, did you?
I mean, not that I was like, just because like I didn't have time. So I was like, that was one of the things that I was like, all right, this is not on the top of my list.
Gotta go, yeah.
Because it wasn't like blowing me away. It wasn't like great. It was fine. Okay. So it was like, I wasn't like, oh man, I need to watch Community. So, I mean.
Yeah, we kept it at the top of our list, but we were, like I said, we had mainlined it before the season came back. So we were there.
Mm.
So anyway, I think it's great news he's coming back. He's just so negative towards himself. Like, it feels so horrible to read these interviews you read with him. Like, if you read this TV Guide one that I posted here in the document, he says, you know, I wasn't really surprised there was no big fuss about me leaving because I'm used to people being, you know, disappointing
wow.
me.
Wow.
Pretty much. I mean, that wasn't... here, I'll read it for me.
Because Dan Harmon's emo?
No, he's totally fucking emo. It's hilarious. I expected the fan reaction I got when I was leaving, which is that nothing really happened. Because all of my life I've been being dismissed from things and finding out nobody really cared that much.
Wow.
That's what he said at TVI.com.
I'm
Dan Harmon. Or you could call me Eeyore. You know, so that was a little bit shocking to read this guy that, but you know what? Comedians are always self-tortured. You know, that's how they're.
I guess I guess that's why they're so funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So anyway, he's coming back and hopefully this season, everyone's going, why the fuck did they make that this season? Is this even happening? Now maybe we can get back to good.
So. It'd be funny if they made it all a dream.
Yeah, like the whole last season was a dream. Yeah. They all wake up and they're really puppets.
Oh, boy.
Okay, am I the only one that watched Game of Thrones?
No, I watched it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We had a big like barbecue and like finale thing, and
big barbecue. So we're gonna spoil the Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, not that there's much to spoil.
Right, after... the Reigns of Castamere and the finale.
So. Oh well, that one there is, but yeah, I'm saying the finale is, you know.
Are you going to unplug for a minute here, Mike, or what?
I won't remember anyway.
You might remember this, Mike.
I won't get around to watching it for years anyway.
I'm way ahead of this now in the books, and actually I'm not reading it. I'm audiobooking it. As you know, I don't read with my eyeballs. I'm too busy gardening. I read what happened during the Reigns of Castamere, the afternoon before the show aired. And it was kind of disappointing because I would have been in so much more incredibly shocking if I had no idea what was happening.
Well, it must have been shocking in the book.
I actually sat there with my mouth open and I'm listening to it on my iPod. Dave's like, what? And I'm like, nothing. Nothing happened. He's like, don't spoil me. Don't you? He says he's not watching the show with me anymore because I ruined the Reigns of Castamere for him by telling him something huge was going to happen. He was going to be so shocked.
Wow. Multiple things even. Jeez.
Hmm?
Oh.
Yeah. How was that not the finale?
It kind of should have been because the finale was really like, well, this is nothing. Yeah, it's so tame. Yeah. Like nothing much happened. I kind of felt like Reigns of Castamere was like the actual finale, and the next one was kind of like a preview for the next season almost, or just setting things up.
Right.
For the next season.
Well, in the book, should I say this? In the book, I'm not spoiling.
Well, okay, if you're not spoiling.
I'm not spoiling because the character can't go anywhere now because she's dead.
Oh, okay.
Talisa is actually she doesn't exist in the books.
Oh.
Her character exists, but her name is Jane. And she does not go to the wedding because Catelyn tells Rob that it would be an affront to the Freys for her to show up, considering it was supposed to be marrying one of the Frey girls.
Right.
And so she's not even there.
Hmm.
So that was shocking. Like, oh my God, like to see a woman get stabbed in her pregnancy.
Oh, stabbing her pregnant. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
George R. R. Martin needs therapy.
It was kind of just, I mean, obviously, like, you know, she's not really there and pregnant, but like, it just was like, you're like, oh my God, like they're just stabbing a pregnant woman.
A pregnant woman, right.
In the stomach.
Like, what the fuck is that? And did they know she was even pregnant? How did they even know she was pregnant?
I don't know. But still, you knew, and it was like, holy crap.
It was horrible.
And they were just talking about the future together.
And how they're going to name it Ned. Baby Ned.
Aw. Wow. Aww. Baby dead. Ned's, more is maybe. More like.
Ned is dead twice.
Oh, gosh.
So that was really hard to watch.
Yeah. Well, and then right after that, you have, you know.
The wolf gets shot.
Caitlin. Oh.
Is it Caitlin or it's Catelyn, right?
Catelyn, whatever.
Catelyn.
Something.
Like if you've been listening to the audiobooks from audible.com, I apologize. decided Petar is now named Peter and that Catelyn is now named Caitlin and that Joffrey is now named Jeffrey. And Wow.
So she like takes one of his Frey's wives hostage and basically slits her throat and then just waits and stands there while her throat gets slit. And it's like, oh my God. Oh yeah, we forgot about Rob. I mean, he gets arrowed
a few times.
And
yeah.
Jeez, like it was like they call this a red wedding.
Yeah, because they all had red wine spilled on them or something, I think. But I think that the big – in the book – I don't know how much I should say about the book. But in the book, it's not a Frey wife that she kills. It's Frey's mentally handicapped son.
Oh, interesting.
And he's like the jester, you know, like the fool.
Yeah, yeah.
And she gets a hold of him and she cuts his throat.
Mm.
So, and then she doesn't just scream like that. She also begins to tear her face off.
Oh, geez.
With her nails in the book. Wow. When she realizes her son is dead. So it's all very horrifying in the book. And it's equally horrifying on the screen.
Yeah,
they did a fabulous job.
They did. It's so pretty damn gruesome.
Yeah. When the guy goes and closes the doors in the back of the hall, you're like, oh.
Oh, my. You're like, what's going on? Oh, my God. It was such a tense. It was such a damn good scene.
And in the end of it all, Theon scene where he loses his manly manless.
Oh, gosh.
And we got a name. So we know that that is Roose Bolton's son that has him.
Right, right.
And we know now about his name being – so his name's – I guess he's going to be Reek from now on. So – but Roose Bolton's son's name is – what's his name? Did we get his name?
Eh.
We did. I can't remember. It starts with an R. yeah. And then they open up the scene and he's eating a sausage. So horrible.
But oh yeah, you guys might know this because like I haven't been able to say this to anyone else because no one else watches Misfits, but Simon. Yeah. It's Simon.
Yeah, I know. And he's so sweet and tender and lovely and all those cool things, and he's just not. Ramsey. Yeah. That's his name, Ramsey Bolton.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh.
Yeah, wow. What a psycho.
And then you have Jon Snow getting found. He couldn't kill the dude, so you know, the wildlings try to kill him and then he escapes, and it's like that's sad because it's like, you know, him and Ygritte are kind of like split apart, and it's like,
right. So not to mention, Bran was right there in the tower.
Ugh.
Like feet from where he was.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And Arya getting to the twins, and her, and she just gets there, and she's just about to see her mother and her brother again for the first time.
Yeah. Nope.
And they're killed. Like, what the hell?
I don't know because I don't read the books, but I have a feeling that Arya is going to be a badass next season. I think she's going to get some revenge. I hope, anyway.
Well, I mean, then they sewed the dog's head onto Rob's body.
Ugh,
and they trucked him out in the yard. And then she heard the guy at the campfire saying, oh, I helped sew the head on. So she just stabs him to death.
Yeah. Oh, that was...
That was awesome.
Yeah. I like her a lot. She's going to be... I think she's going to... Yeah. She's going to get her due... Her just desserts.
Yeah, I think she's going to give Theon's sister a run for her money. In the manly feminine category. Or Brienne. Okay, imagine what a fucking troop of warrior women that would make.
Yeah.
You've got those three? Wow.
Ugh.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, this anyway. Episode was so damn good.
Mm-hmm. Both of them, these two together. Castamere and the finale.
Yeah, the finale was good. I just think after... what happened in the previous one, it was like, it just felt like nothing's happening now, you know, like it's just like, I guess I wanted more revelations and more, you know.
Yeah. And but, it ended on Daenerys again.
Yes. Right. And dragons.
Yeah. Well, I mean the whole mother thing, I don't know, the mother mosh pit at the end.
Yeah.
Daenerys' story is kind of like, I don't know. I love her and I think she's really cool, but it's so kind of out to the left from.
It is, but like you see how powerful she's getting. So I think hopefully next season she gets closer to, you know, everyone else.
Yeah. That'd be, yeah. If she crosses
the dragons, will be bigger. And yeah.
Well, that's kind of what she has to do. She has to bide her time until her dragons are bigger. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, still loving this. Really enjoying.
Yeah, really great.
Really enjoying the Cast of Thrones podcast, and really enjoying the books. I have the audiobooks, and I am really enjoying them quite a lot. Cool. Yeah, I don't have time to read with my eyes. I have 2.5 acres of stuff to do.
Yeah, I agree. I'm totally on the audiobooks too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you take the train or you drive, or why the hell not?
Yeah, I prefer it, especially with like if a story is in the first person, it really, I think, gives it something extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I have been watching Arrested Development. I'm currently on season 2.
Yeah. Oh, 2.
Oh, 2.
Yeah, I'm at the Blue Man Group stuff, just at the tail end of that, so Rob, it's kind of funny.
Did you watch the whole thing, Rob?
The new one? Yeah. I'm close.
Okay, I finished it tonight. I only had like an episode or two to go, but
okay.
Are you happy or disappointed?
I'm not disappointed. I enjoy it. I think once you watch the whole thing, you enjoy it. I will say this: the Lindsay episodes were horrendous.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Yeah,
they were terrible. She has fucked up her face so bad with Botox.
Oh yeah, what? I don't know what happened to her.
Too much, so much Botox that she can't even act anymore.
I think Botox is a nose job. Yeah,
she cannot emote in any way at all because her face is frozen.
Yeah,
and you know, Lindsay wasn't like a huge, you know, I don't know. The Lindsay ones were not good, but I thought it definitely starts out slow. You have to kind of get back in the groove.
Well, and the thing, yeah, but the thing I loved about it is that once you realize what's going on, like you'll see different perspectives of the same thing. And you'll realize things about the episodes that you've watched or things that you've seen before. So like you might see like a character run by and you're like, what the hell just happened? But then you'll see that from their perspective later on. So like I think it's really clever how they interwove the story.
Yeah, it's definitely, you watch it in order and it's
Definitely.
It works really well.
Yeah, it's definitely meant to be watched in order. It's not it's not one of those things you can watch any episode, you know.
No, you definitely gotta watch it in order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, I really liked it once I got to. I liked it once I got to around episodes four or five.
Yes.
And then yeah, there were obviously hits and misses here and there that as you would expect. Yeah. But
I just want to say Fantastic Four.
Yeah. I tried watching that, the 1994 one.
Oh, did you?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, is it really?
It's so bad. Oh, yeah. My God. I couldn't even watch it. I'm like, I want to watch it because it would sound... I'm like, I don't have time.
I didn't even know if that was a true thing or not.
No, it's real. It's real.
You know what's really fun? I want to have like an old Marvel movie night because they have like... All right, so there's that. There's an old a Hulk movie with Hulk and Thor.
Oh, God. That was on TV, right?
Yeah, it was a TV movie.
I watched, and Vanna White was in it, I think.
Was she really?
Yes.
And then there was a, what's the third one? There was a, two old Captain America movies. Like one from the 60s and then one in the 90s or something like that. Like,
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So I totally want to have like a old shitty Marvel movie night.
Oh, man. That would be good. Yeah, no, that Fantastic Four is like unwatchably bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's, oh my God. I started watching, I'm like, ooh, that's.
But it's probably something fun in a group, though, to make.
Yeah, it probably would be, yeah, for something like that. But yeah, I thought season four ended up being pretty good.
Yeah. I agree.
I thought it had a different feel than the other seasons, but once you got towards the end, it really worked. Did you get to Job's story yet?
Part of it.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like Job stuff, and I like whatchamacallit. Gosh, now I'm like
Tobias.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to seeing Maybe's episode and George Michael's episode.
Yes, I enjoyed both of those.
Yeah.
George Michael's was the last one.
Is it the last one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
His is the final episode, which kind of ties everything up somewhat.
Right, because he's kind of like the one semi-normal one.
Semi-normal.
I was the normalist.
Yeah, yeah. No, but poor Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
Villain.
Yeah, she just can't act anymore because her face doesn't move. Stop the Botox, people.
Yeah, it does not look good.
It really doesn't.
No.
Like, what's her name? Obviously had a bunch of it, too. Liza Minnelli.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't...
I think she looks better than...
Yeah, yeah. You don't expect her to not look like that.
Right. She's old.
Yeah, she's like 75 yeah. or whatever at this point.
179.
She's been around a long time. I mean, but yeah, not that didn't work for me. Yeah. But so you're on season two?
Yeah, we're just at season two. The Blue Man Group stuff.
That's great.
Oh yes, that's some good stuff.
Yeah,
there.
And you see, keep blue handprints all over the furniture.
Yeah.
So we're just hitting the tail end of that storyline. Thank God.
Good.
No, but it's funny. Good. Yeah. Oh yeah, we think it's really good. We're both enjoying it. So we got Netflix. That's just how we're watching it. Which is what got us to get it, actually, was Arrested Development.
I'm interested to see how season four flows for you with watching it all at once.
All at once? Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you know. We should be through it pretty quickly. We're doing a show a day.
Yeah. I wonder if you'll feel the lull that I felt. Like, you know, because I felt like the first three, it took a little time to kind of get going again.
Probably because it's been a while.
But that may have just been reacclimating to the show again, you know?
Yeah.
So right. I'd be interested to see somebody who's watching it the first time, the whole series, how that works. So
I will make a note. Okay. And I'm also watching The 4400.
Yeah, that was a good show for a couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah. We're only on the first season.
The first, like, two seasons are really good. And I think it kind of went off the rails.
Oh, too bad. Yeah, I could see only being able to get a good couple of seasons out of the show.
Because I think it was one of those things where they kind of just ran out of ideas and started doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, oh, too bad. There's a couple of storylines that, you know, like the woman who has the baby with her boyfriend. Yeah. And it's like, well, when's anything going to go right for them? And they got that crazy killer baby. It's all just, I don't know.
I really liked the 4400. I enjoyed it when it was on USA.
Yeah, and if it's available in my region, it's got to be available everywhere. Yeah. So
that had to be about 10 years ago. That was all.
Really?
Yeah, it had to be in that range.
It doesn't feel that old.
It was around the same time as, what's his name, from 16 Candles had that show. What the fuck's his name? Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh.
What was that Life? Show he had on
USA? Called Life?
No. The Dead.
Dead. Oh, Dead, where he'd go back.
La, la, la. You'd see shit in dreams and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget. Whatever. It was based off a movie.
That was
good for like a season or two, too. And then it got fucking nutty and not good.
Yeah. Like speaking of good shows, though, Orphan Black.
I haven't started it yet.
I love that show so much.
Okay, so Tatiana Maslany, she just won People's Choice Award for Best Actress.
Yeah, and she deserves it.
Yeah, like Claire Danes and all sorts of really crazy good actresses like that.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah, me too.
She is so good.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we've seen the season finale now. If you have not seen season one, I suggest very strongly you watch it. It's a great show.
You have plenty of time to watch it.
Yeah. That this one girl can play so many incredibly diverse personalities is amazing. She's so good.
The one thing annoying about the BBC America is like it's not coming back on. We have a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll give me time to watch it.
That's you have plenty of time. And there's only 10 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got all 10 on there.
Yeah, I mean, so you have plenty of time to watch it, but I mean once you watch, I think you want to keep going and finish it.
Definitely, yeah.
It's a really good show. Well, it really is.
Right now I'm catching up on Mad Men because I'd fallen behind. So we've been watching like two episodes here and there. And that's been so fun. I've really loved the season up to where I'm at so far. So yeah. I wanna get done that first, and then then Copper comes on, and then Breaking Bad comes on, and then I'll get to Orphan Black somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's on the DVR, so it will be watched, because it's only 10 episodes, so I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really worth it. It really is. She's so good. And the other actors on the show are really excellent, too. So there's not that many of them, because it's like her.
Yeah.
That's not true. Matt Smith has decided he does not want to be the Doctor anymore.
I'm not surprised. He's been on a few years.
I thought he was going to do one more year.
You know what? There's such a huge gap between seasons, though.
There is.
That, you know what? And he's got other opportunities. I can completely understand it.
I do understand it, yeah. I mean,
I kind of hope for a complete reboot with a whole new showrunner also.
I'd like to see a new showrunner.
Yeah.
We'll pull up that.
Yeah.
Wrap up his whole story. That would be awesome. Wrap up everything he wanted to do. That's cool. And then move on.
I want creepy Neil Gaiman to be in charge. So what do you think? Helen Mirren has come out and said that she thinks that it is absolutely time for a female doctor.
I mean, I don't have an issue with it. As long as the show's good, I don't really care.
I mean, I don't want the doctor to be a woman.
Well, the thing is, I don't have a problem with it at all, but I don't think that's what they're going to do. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. And
what's the lore as far as time lore? Like, can a time lord regenerate as a?
I don't know, actually.
Because isn't he like as a species, as a being? Isn't he? I don't know. I can't really even talk to it. But
I mean, then it would like I don't know.
It kind of change a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, if he has feel like say if he's like sexually attracted to, because it's kind of like a little thing going on with
Lara.
Clara, right? There's like there's like a little bit of thing there. And so if he regenerates as a woman, what happens there? Because isn't his mind – the mind is the same.
Yeah, yeah. That
a woman's body with a man's mind?
That would be so weird.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like I'm not opposed – if they do it smartly, like I have absolutely no issue with it. It's just that I don't think that's what they're going to do. I also don't think they're going to – one of the leading – I forgot his name, but – one of the leading rumors of who was going to be is some like older guy. And that I don't think they'll do either.
I don't think they'll go back to doing the older guys like they used to. I don't think
no, not no. Absolutely not, because there's a big part of the show, I think, is, you know, there's a lot of female fans of Doctor Who, and I think part of it is that there's some kind of attraction.
That was just a different time when they had older doctors.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a different time.
Yeah,
for
I don't
TV.
Feel attracted to Matt Smith. He's made of Play-Doh.
So. Well, he's a little weird looking, but there are people that are, and I think they're gonna stay with the a fairly young British man.
I kind of hope they do.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking as, you know, not as a fan, but as like a, you know, as the BBC, as a company, what they would want to do. Like, they're not gonna like alienate, you know, those fans, like those female fans, you know.
And maybe River Song was a test drive for a female doctor, and how well did that go?
Really? I think it went well for a while, but then they didn't use her properly a lot, and they over-rivered it. Final time they used her was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, but she definitely had some really fun episodes.
That's the thing about having an older actor, too. I mean, a lot of the thing is this hijinks and the running around and the silliness
and
all that.
It's a lot more physicality now than there used to be in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, you know, it's just not the same. It's not those original shows where it was on a set or on the, you know, even on the streets of wherever they happen to be filming, Paris or London or wherever, you know, depending on the story. But, it's just such. It's much more physical now. It's much more of an adventure show.
Yeah.
Well, the attention span of your average 2013 child is different from your average 1950s child.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Or whatever, you know, like so.
And you want a young, attractive lead character. You know,
I mean, that's just the reality of TV.
Absolutely. You know,
we want pretty people.
Yeah. One of the rumors. Did you hear the rumor that it would be Billy Piper? And it's
That's interesting.
But, like, I mean, obviously it wouldn't be the same person. Like, it would just look like a former companion. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were throwing around, like, Idris Elba, but he's already got a show called Luther.
Yeah.
And, like, I would have no problem with him doing that, but he's already got a show and other stuff.
I think the Doctor should be British.
I think it's a role.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, he is British. But
well,
he is.
Oh, is he? Oh, I don't.
I think it's a role that a younger person without a name yet takes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Doctor Who is something that launches your career.
Yeah, it's not something it's not big enough for somebody established to take.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Tennant was really anyone when he started. Like, he wasn't
huge or anything. No. I mean, they've all obviously been. You know, had done stuff or whatever, but
but not like they were like super well known.
I
think it'll probably be some, you know, some fairly unknown British actor, especially
Dominic
Monaghan. But yeah, I mean, and that's totally fine. Like, I kind of don't want to know who is, like,
yeah,
I don't want it to be someone who,
I think if it's somebody, you know, they bring too much to it.
Yeah.
And then they're not the Doctor, you know.
One of the rumors was the Governor.
Yeah, but he's on a, like, show that gets 12 million viewers just in the U.S.
Yeah, right.
Well, although he's only on there, that is only a part-time show, and he could easily go back and forth, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's I doubt it. Plus, it just, I don't know, he's a great actor, but it's like, I'd rather someone, I think, unknown. Someone new, just bring a whole new personality. And
yeah, I think that's what they'll end up doing.
I think so, too.
I hope, anyway. And I don't, you know, I like to be surprised on it.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going
to. I'm sure we'll all know beforehand, but I would like to be surprised.
Oh, definitely. And probably soon, because they're going to have to start filming the Christmas episode sometime soon. Right. So.
Well, yeah, but is that person, are they going to even connect it at the end of the Christmas episode?
Yeah, they will.
I mean, they've done that in the past, but.
I think they are going to, they definitely are, because they said that's Matt Smith's last episode is
be halfway through a regeneration and the show ends.
That's true.
Oh, I see. They could.
I mean, they don't have to necessarily do it.
I think they should. That's how he came in, so I think it'll be gone.
It'll be a good way to bookend it and have him go out that way. Yeah.
That'll be awesome. I mean, it'd be sad to see a silly Play-Doh face go away. But
yeah, I mean, I've liked Matt Smith.
I have. Yeah.
He was my first Doctor. So
I prefer Tennant.
Yeah.
But I liked Matt Smith. They were pretty close to equal to me. I just happened to... I don't know why. I just preferred Tennant a little more.
Well, the stories weren't necessarily the same with Moffat, though, right?
Like, yeah. I really liked some of the stuff Moffat did. I mean, a lot. Yeah. You know, there was some great stuff he did. But it's just kind of running its course at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what comes down the pike. Hopefully it's somebody new in reinventing or reimagining.
Yeah, that would be awesome to just start afresh and see where it goes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's part of the fun of the show, you know? It reinvents itself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Has anyone else got any other TV news they'd like to talk about? Any shows they're watching?
No.
I feel that covers it.
Yeah, watching Mad Men. That's it. Catching up on that.
Okay. Do we have any feedback, Rob?
Oh yeah, I got one from Will.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, well, I thought I did.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me check my email.
Let's hear it.
WordPress. It was there. It's not there now.
Shit.
Hold on. Let me go to... I'm in my multiple folder envelope there.
I think probably Rob has the...
I think I have it.
Okay.
Yeah. Rob's got the feedback. I have a lot of feedback, actually.
Oh.
How many do we have here? Oh. 17.
What?
A little... Yeah.
Wow, we're popular today, huh?
Yeah.
I guess...
You should play those.
I have them queued up. Why don't I play them? Let me just play them.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to play them. Just let me know if you can hear them. Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Michael. It's Moira wishing you a happy 40th birthday. Or should I call you Ren Mike D or Ren Miked or something like that? I don't know. I just think of you as Michael. Listen, 40. Hey, for my 40th birthday, we had a ginormous party, invited a gazillion people. We filled up my backyard with friends and neighbors. Had to invite the neighbors because it was going to be kind of loud back there. And if I hadn't have, I think I would have gotten into trouble. And in any case, by the end of the evening, the people who were still there at 1 a.m. kind of ended up in the pool still with their clothes on because, you know, it got silly. And then at one point, I do believe, in fact, the police did arrive at the front door to let us know that we were a little bit too loud. So that's what I did for my 40th. I hope you have an equally silly, fun, awesome birthday. All my best. And hopefully I'm going to get to see you at some point. I don't know when, since I'm not going to Comic-Con, but hopefully at some point. We will cross paths because it's been a long time. And, you know, there's nothing more fun than having dinner just with Mike and having all of our friends peek through the palms at us.
That is true.
Never anyway, would.
Take care. Love ya. Bye, Mike.
The invaders. Thank you, Moira.
That was funny. Okay. Next one.
Hello, David Michael. It's your old roomie, Will, here.
I don't believe you are.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday this week. Hope you have a great day. Don't go to any lemon parties. Take care. Bye.
Will the invisible roommate, who when we arrived, he'd be waking up.
The invisible roommate.
Which I'm glad of because
yeah, it worked out well. We needed a bed to sleep in. We needed an extra bed anyway, so thankfully Will was going to panels when we were arriving at 5-ish a.m.-ish from the night before. Oh, man.
No. So as you might have guessed, Mike, we put a little call for some birthday wishes for you.
Apparently. I'm getting old.
Yeah. Roll on, Rob. Roll on. Okay. See who's next.
Next.
Hey, Mike, this is Barbie Sue. Happy birthday. Welcome to 40. We're all having fun here. Glad you could join us.
Chatter on.
Thank you.
Chatter on. It's chatter on. Tagline.
Oh, that's actually good. That
tune in and chatter on.
Chatter on.
I like it. I like that. Where have I heard that?
I don't know.
We might have to pay Illyrio royalties.
Oh, that's right. He owns it.
Yeah.
Well, just on that. Quite.
So no, that's true.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And he's Canadian anyway. Fuck him.
You have to sue us for plagiarism.
Yeah. I have to say, we got quite a lot of responses
here.
Keep
going. You're very popular.
Yeah.
Hello. This is Dan from Wisconsin. I was told that it's Mike's 40th birthday sometime around here. And I'm not sure who told me, but I'm guessing they're lying because I don't think Mike's older than 31, 32 tops. I just want to say happy birthday and thanks for giving me the food tips for Philadelphia. I appreciated you telling me where to go and then chewing my food for me and feeding it to me and paying for it. So thanks a lot. Happy birthday.
I'm glad the food tips worked out well.
Please explain.
Oh, after Raleigh, Dan was driving back to Wisconsin, and they were going through D.C. and then Philly and then on their way back.
Ah.
So I told him places to eat. He kind of wanted to get like a food. He loves food. If you follow his Instagram, he eats a lot and hikes a lot and kayaks a lot. And so I gave him some tips on places to go and not get mugged or anything.
Good tips.
No, but good places to get like local food, you know.
Yeah. Okay, onward.
Hello, Michael David. This is Des. Hi, Sky. And we just wanted to say happy birthday, you old fart.
Happy birthday. When you're traveling through your village Hamlet? Yes. And celebrating your birthday, watch out for that Jersey Devil. He likes to hide in the trees.
It's not actually a devil. It's actually a feral woman.
Oh, Neanderthal God.
Almost.
From the X-Files. Yes.
I watched that episode. I get that reference.
Exactly. Anyways, we just want to say happy birthday and damn, you're old.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's cray-cray. Anyways, happy birthday. Hope you have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
No.
Wow, we got a Pensacola what birthday.
What?
Oh. <That's awesome. laughs> That was fun.
So also, just want to disclaimer that we have not listened to any of these. So
oh boy, here we go.
This is all surprises. Honestly, I don't know. So this is fun
they
for
can
me
be
too.
Very rude. We have
yeah,
no
you
idea.
Might have a lot of rude people. Who knows?
Yeah. Right?
I'll appreciate even a rude one.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, anyone whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Michael. Yeah, so it's Gabby here. Artie and I are hanging out with Darren Chris and enjoying your birthday festivities. And I just wanted to say welcome to 40, buddy. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on.
Hello, this is a special birthday message for the one and only Michael David. Happy birthday, Michael. I hope it's a good one. This is Ina from Norway, by the way. And I love the podcast. I listen to every episode. I will try to provide more feedback in the future. I have been lazy in that department. So, yeah, happy birthday, and looking forward to the next episode. Bye.
Thanks, Ina. Ina's the best. I can't wait to
worldwide
travel to Norway.
Worldwide love you're getting today.
She's been with us since the beginning, I think, hasn't
yeah.
she?
She has, yeah.
Dedication. I love it.
And every thank photo you. She yeah. posts makes me want to move to Norway.
I know. So
except
beautiful.
Except in
totally
the
winter. Yeah, I would love to see it.
Except in the wintertime. And then I don't want to.
Get on your snowshoes. Be brave.
Yes.
let's continue that international birthday love.
Yes. Hey, Mike.
Ooh.
Hey, Mike. It's Kelly Jo. Just calling to wish you a happy birthday. Yay!
Wait, Kelly Jo's international now?
Huh?
You said
international, yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
She is internationally known. She is known to rock the microphone.
Wow. Wow. Hip hop artist.
Kelly Jo, you sound like you got your sexy voice on there. So is that sexy Kelly Jo? Or do you have a cold?
Is she related to Coach Hill?
Yeah, maybe. We may or may not have heard from Coach Hill.
Wow. Let's see. 4 decades. Yeah. I'm sure you have a great amount of experiences in the last couple of years, but hopefully the next 40 years you don't go senile and go crazy on us. I mean, we don't want the whole serial killer going off on a rampage now. I mean, keep it the way you've been keeping it. We haven't heard anything bad, things bad. We'd rather have it all kept in quiet. I mean, we don't want everyone to know that we know one of the greatest serial killers in the world. Just saying. Okay, hope you have a great day. And hope it's an awesome birthday. Bye. Well, it's Jason, by the way.
Thank you, Jason.
I knew it was Jason. Thank you, Jason.
He is internationally known, and he's known to kill a microphone, apparently, Michael Davis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I blame Chris and Rob for that.
I don't blame you, really.
Oh, you know, it's kind of obvious.
Are you feeling older by the message, Michael?
I do, and I'm not even 40 yet.
Not yet, but you will be on the weekend.
I will be.
Don't tell us it's in a year and a weekend.
40's in 20.
It is. It's funny because I was helping my dad take a water heater out. I was replacing his water heater for him yesterday. And I'm like taking it up the steps. And of course, he didn't drain the thing. But whatever. Oh. I was like, what the fuck? So I'm going up the steps. I'm like, all right. I could have a heart attack on the steps. I'm not young anymore. What the fuck?
Don't you know how old I am?
Like, oh. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, couldn't you have emptied this thing? I just started thinking, like, God, I'm not like 20 anymore coming over to do this stuff. Now I'm old and coming over to do this stuff.
Aw, that's not old.
No, I don't feel old.
Roll into a ball at 40.
I felt old because it was 200 pounds of fucking water in the water heater still.
Make anyone feel old.
I was like, when did water heaters get this heavy? What the
I swear.
And they are full of water.
Sorry for that aside.
No, please go ahead. It's your birthday celebration.
Yeah. What do we got? Okay, we got Jeff up next.
Jeff in California.
Hurricane Jeff.
Hey, Mike. This is Jeff. Happy birthday, you old fart. Of course, I'm older than you, so I guess that means I'm still an older fart. But you probably smell worse than I do. So anyway, happy birthday, man. Hope it's a good one. Later.
That is probably true.
That distinction.
I'm guessing that's likely true.
Probably.
You smell worse than I do. From your Instagram, I feel that you smell worse than me.
Oh, you just gave me a good idea. Smellogram.
Yes. No, I'm not signing up for that.
No, you will.
No. Kids, let's start a Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Smellogram. All right. Next.
Hey, Mike. It's Jennifer, Jasmine, Jalen. Oh, that's right. My name is Jess. Man, I must be getting old and forgetting things like you are. Happy 40th, you old guy.
Who is that?
Jasmine. Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer. I mean, Jessica.
I forgot. Do I know that person?
Go back and look in your Twitter. You'll find her there.
I believe I got a random text from her the other day. Thank you, Jessica.
We have lots of texts.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike. Happy birthday to you. Mike, I hope you have a fabulous birthday. Your birthday is the day before mine, so I really like your birthday because that means mine is on its way. Happy 40th, Mike. It's Maggie. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thank you, Maggie. Yes, that's right. Hers is the day after mine.
Ha. Happy birthday,
I forgot about
Maggie.
That.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Maggie.
Yeah.
I don't believe she is 40, though.
No. And happy last day of school to Maggie.
Yeah, that's happy end of school.
Yeah. Who's next? Who's next?
All right. I know, it's exciting, right?
I know.
Okay.
Hello, Chatterbox. It's John. Just sending a message in to wish Mike a happy birthday. Little Birdie told me it's big 4-0 for Mike. Congratulations, I guess. One of these days I hope to celebrate that myself. not looking forward to it because, you know, when you hit 4-0, everything starts going downhill. I'm just, I'm really not looking forward to it. But best of luck to you, Mike.
And, you start forgetting how old you are.
Enjoy your special day.
I guess you forget how old you are and things like that. And...
yeah, you forget how old you are.
Another roommate.
So how many men have you slept with, Mike?
John, I've slept with a couple times. Amazingly, John did not get sick that trip. I still haven't figured out how I didn't get sick when I was like deathly ill in the bed next to him.
Yeah. Yeah. You got me sick.
Well,
and I wasn't even in bed with you.
He had a very good immune system for an old man.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Okay.
Oh, can you bring me some more wine then? Oh. Wine porter just arrived. Sorry.
Ooh.
Okay, go. Are you ready,
What? What? Mike who? Oh. Fuck. Oh, he's 40? All right, I gotta go. Bye.
That's right. He's younger than us. Or me. Sorry. Not Rob. He's younger than me and Mikhail.
You and I, yeah. I love Robin.
Okay, we got three more. Three more.
Very creative. Three more. Hang in there.
Okay.
We're almost at 2.5 hours again.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Red Mike D, happy birthday to you. Hey Mike, it is Colleen, I'm just calling to say happy birthday. I hope that you have fun being a man in his 40s now, something that I won't know about for another 11 years. And I just want to thank you so very much for being so kind to me and being so nice to me throughout things that I'm going through lately. You've been a very, very good friend, and I am lucky to have you. So I hope that you have an awesome birthday. Thanks.
Aww.
Bye.
Thank you, Colleen. And you're very welcome.
And we're thinking of you,
especially
Colleen,
now that she doesn't think that I sent her hate mail on Chuck Cass, the show that I never watched. Did you know about that? Did you ever hear that? I'm sure she told that story. Did she ever tell you? Remember the luau?
Yeah.
Well, like her, she had this idea to confront me because she thought I sent her hate mail on ChuckCast.
What?
But I never watched Chuck nor listened to ChuckCast.
So who was this person? Funny.
It was somebody else.
So funny.
But I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, you sent me hate mail. I'm like, what are you talking about? That was a very funny story, but yes, all the
totally
best to Colleen.
I totally see you doing that. You're a very vindictive
person. I was like, what? Like, I don't think I did. I don't think I did. But all the best to Colleen and her family.
Yeah, we're thinking of you, honey. Send you our love.
This next one's from a very sexy person.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Michael. I want to wish you a happy birthday with Sassy Coach Hill. And since you think so good about me, you have fun, and can't wait to see you again. Happy birthday.
That's right. I didn't even know that. It really was sexy.
That was amazing.
Sexy Coach Hill. I have to take a cold shower.
Oh, my God. I do, too.
Oh, I can't even go on. But we do have one more.
We have to. We have one more. Okay. One more.
And this last one is from Tim.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, yeah, I put it last for a reason because I expected it probably to be
the best.
The best. I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
And most interesting?
We'll see. Yeah, he always has some good feedback, so, you know. All right, let's play it.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Oh. All right.
That was good.
Well, happy birthday, Mike, from all of our friends. And from me.
Oh, that was very funny.
Oh, all right. Wow.
That was brilliant, Tim.
Touché, sir.
Very well played.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we have just crossed the 2-hour mark.
Okay, well, I think that means we better get the hell out of here.
And it's 10:30, and I got to get up at 5.
Oh, oh boy. Yeah, right. I think that wraps it up.
Thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes. Oh, God.
That was funny. Have a pretty damn good gang.
Yes. Yes.
I think definitely. So. Oh, Scott. Oh, you guys.
Thank you, everyone, for answering the call.
Yeah.
And taking your feedback. That was awesome. And the Facebook message stream is still going. So if you want to join the silliness of that Facebook message stream, is Mike's birthday message stream. Oh, I should add you, Mike, so you can see.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah. There's some people who have left because they just can't stand it.
Oh, it just was like my phone was going off like every
oh,
second.
Oh, was this like the investigation Facebook stream we had that one time?
Yes, yes, oh, okay. Just like that one. But so everyone had a good time in there. And yeah, we have a great community. And thank you, everybody. You're so awesome.
Yes, that was awesome. Thank you, guys.
And those of you that didn't send any feedback, well, you suck.
You suck. Yeah.
Try harder next time.
Try harder. Oh, man.
All right. Who wants to tell people where they can find us?
I think it's Mike's turn.
I'll do it.
Mike's turn.
I just pulled it up.
Birthday boy.
Where you can find us.
Ooh.
I'm reading directly from the...
Is this sexy Mike? Ren Mike?
Sexy.
Yes, yes.
D?
Send your questions and comments to chatter@chatterboxpodcast.com. Find us on the World Wide Web at...
That's not what it said.
I thought I'd make it fancier.
Okay.
HTTP... /chatterboxpodcast.com.
Can I say it was sexy till you said colon?
Colon, yeah, colon is not sexy. Unless you're into fisting or something, I don't know.
Lemon party at Mike's house. Birthday. Sorry.
Oh, lemon fisting party. I don't even want to know.
Oh, what that's God.
Like. Oh, you're gonna scare Rob away.
What's wrong?
I guess if you've had your prostate out, it's not as bad.
Out?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever they do to it.
Like, put it in a shawl and took it out for the night? Or
well, no, people have them removed, right?
Oh, removed. Okay.
Yeah, not out. Like, You pulled it out.
Let's go on a date.
Oh, he is Rob Venter on Twitter. I am Ren Mike D, and she is August 95.
I am.
And don't forget to listen to Media Junkyard on Monday.
Your Junkyard yes. Live stream. Get it while you can.
I will possibly be awake to... Listen. If not, I will listen after.
Well, that's very exciting. Yeah. You guys are doing a show. That's awesome.
That'll be fun. It'll be interesting. I don't even know what's going to happen. So.
That's the best part.
But if you want to hear about E3, you can hear it here first.
And if you want to hear Robin disappear as it comes up.
I played that role on tonight's show. Disappear during the tech segment. But I wasn't having sandwiches. I was having a pee.
If you want to hear Rob get halfway through what he said tonight and then get yelled at by Boston.
It probably will happen.
But it's although, for a good cause. We don't know what that is yet.
He
but
may be,
I'm
we
sure.
don't know. He's a father. I'm sure it's good. He's a father now. He might be tamer.
Probably not.
That's a good point.
Okay. You guys have to go to bed and I'm getting choked to death by dog breath. So yeah, it's time to go.
Okay. Rob, I'll let you know what time we're heading up there on Saturday. And
Alrighty.
We'll figure it out.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.